I think about the movie Life is Beautiful, and, you know, it's taking place in Italy, and the father and his son end up in this prison camp, and the father turns it into a game to keep his young son from doing that. And they can win a tank, right? I don't want to give away the end of the story, but it's both so touching and beautiful, the love of this father for his son, and the incredible efforts and the weight that the father takes upon himself. And the son believes it's all a big game. He's successfully kept in that point of view until the very end when his father dies, but he rides in. It makes me want to cry just to think of that story. Did that father do right or did he do wrong? He was protecting his son from the knowledge. He was actually giving him a falsehood to help make it more manageable. I tend to see that as a great gift that that father gave. And I'm sure a lot of parents, when they're not talking to war and threat and terrorism to their kids, they're thinking they're shielding them. Mm-hmm. In the movie, I think that father was giving as great a gift as he could give. But what I hear you saying is that maybe that's not the gift we want to give to our kids. We need to give them a different gift.
And I wonder if in today's environment with media around us and as pervasive as it is, we hear almost before something has happened, we hear it immediately, we see photos, pictures, movies. I think it may be difficult to do that. And I think what you have to decide is there are two sides. There's protection and there is preparation. People have looked at those two elements, and in general, activists, people who are trying to help give their child tools to make a difference, tend to fall more on the preparation end, that they want to give their child the tools to deal with whatever the event is. And then on the other side are people who are trying to protect their children. I think probably the extremes of either of those approaches can be difficult for children. If you expect the children to be able to cope with it and put all the weight on their shoulders, that may be overwhelming to children. But if you try to protect them from everything, then what you may be doing is that cycle of silence, and you may be implying that it's not okay to talk about this, and you're saying something I see is happening is not happening, so I don't know how to respond to that. We need to make sure that what we're doing is checking their understanding. I don't think you should sit down with your child and say, okay, a war started today. Let me tell you all about it. Many children will not understand it. Most of them don't want to sit down and have a lecture. You can't have one talk with sex either. It's not going to be one talk, but it might be best to say, something happened today, and a lot of people are talking about it. And maybe give some of the basics and say, have you heard anything about that? What do you think? Do you want to talk about it? If they say no, then you can say, well, if you want to, let me know. I'm here. And maybe at some point, if you think that they're ignoring it or that something seems to be going on, you see their play changing, it may be appropriate to sit down and say, let's talk about this a little bit. I think you're a little confused, or I'm worried about it and I want to share what I'm concerned about or what my ideas are. If you don't talk about it and you don't talk about your reactions, you again are missing a real opportunity for the child to learn something. If you give the impression that only children are upset, that you're not upset, that may be a bad message to give the kids, that only children are upset. I know there are people who say, never show emotion, never show you're afraid in front of your child. You don't want to totally fall apart in front of your child. You don't want to act like you want the child to take care of you. You don't want to make the child feel like you've lost control. But I think it's very important or very appropriate for you to say, I'm worried, or I'm sad, or I'm frustrated because I wish they wouldn't do things this way, or I really wish we could be friends. It's okay to say those things. If you're sad, if you are angry, then tell your child how you deal with it so that you can teach some strategies that the child can use. You know, I'm planning to write a letter. Do you want to help me write that letter? Or I like to take a walk, and I think we should turn off the TV because I think all we're doing is thinking about that right now. We need to remember there's a world out there. Let's go take a walk. That gives the child some strategies to use when things are overwhelming or when you're sad or angry. If you are confused, then you and the child can sit down and look some things up or try to find some answers. This will depend a lot on the age of the child, clearly, and you need to know what your child understands. But the best way to know that is by sitting down and talking with the child and saying, what do you think is happening? And maybe sit down with puppets or with blocks or with books, with drawings, and have the child draw a picture of what he or she thinks is going on. Or if the child spontaneously draws a picture that looks like something, you may want to sit down and say, tell me about your picture. And what are the people doing? And how are they feeling? And what do you think they're going to do next? Now let's draw another picture. Let's draw a happy picture this time. Something that allows the child to work through some of those feelings and check some misunderstandings or understandings.